This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Delhi police has arrested two people accused of racially abusing three Arunachali women in Malviya Nagar, South Delhi. Various provisions under the SC-ST Act has also been invoked against one of the accused. Earlier, the police had registered a case against Harsh Singh and his wife Ruby Jain for making racist comments against the Arunachali women. Talking to the media this morning, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that stringent action will be taken as per the law. He added that the government has ensured that if anyone misbehaves with the people of the Northeast, strong action will be taken against them. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has condemned the alleged misbehavior. In a message posted on social media, Mrs. Gupta asserted that any act of insult or discrimination against people from the Northeast will not be tolerated in the national capital. Hunger strike staged by the mothers of Ngorlung and Ralung villages against Ferro Silicon Plant in Niglok Industrial Growth Center in East Siang District has entered its third day today. It may be recalled that local villagers have been moving the state government to relocate the Ferro Silicon Plant, alleging that the factory run by Mrs. Ether Alloys LLP is causing severe environmental and health risks to nearby villages. They further allege that tea plants, areca nuts and other fruit plants in the locality are drying up due to the polluted atmosphere created by the silicon factory. Earlier on February 16, the protesters blocked Mirem Mekong Chonai Road and Ngorlung Bridge Point and obstructed vehicles carrying materials to the silicon factory. The protesting mothers who are starving for 3 days are in a rundown condition, and two of them became sick and admitted to Ruksin Community Health Center this morning. As per reports, none of the district administration officials or elected leaders came to the agitation spot to take stock of the situation when the report last came in. Arunachal Pradesh women's and men's football team both have qualified for the final round of the first Khelo India Tribal Games 2026. The football championship, which began on 20 February, saw participation of 7 teams from the Northeast. Arunachal Pradesh hosted the championship in 2 different venues, one at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium Upia for men and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium Naharlagan for the women's championship. Further, both teams will progress to the final round, which will be played at Jharkhand. The Day 2 Outreach and Awareness Program on Human Rights at Pongchau in Longling District was successfully conducted by Arunachal Pradesh State Human Rights Commission. The program was organized in collaboration with Longling District Administration with the objective of promoting awareness about constitutional rights, institutional safeguards and the mechanisms available for redressal of human rights grievances. The APSHRC reiterated that individuals may approach the commission with complaints of alleged human rights violation without the need for complex legal procedures or court fees. A contingent of 37 youth participants under the Interstate Youth Exchange Program of My Bharat Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports Government of India visited the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. It was part of their educational and cultural exposure tour to the state. The delegation interacted with Tesam Pongte, Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly. He highlighted that despite geographical distances and cultural variations, the spirit of national unity binds the country together. He encouraged the youth to visit remote villages of Arunachal Pradesh to gain first-hand experience of indigenous traditions, customs and the vibrant lifestyle of various tribal communities. The Mizo Marriage and Inheritance of Property Amendment Bill 2026 was passed in Mizoram during the latest assembly session, introducing significant changes to marriage and inheritance laws within the community. Under the new legislation, Mizo women who marry outside the community will lose their recognized Mizo identity. The bill further states that children born from such marriages will not be entitled to inherit their mother's tribal identity. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast that thunderstorm with lightning is very likely at isolated places in Kurungkume, Kradadi, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, Upper Siang, Dibang Valley, Anjao, Tirap and Longling districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Met Center issued yellow alert for these districts. England became the first team to qualify for the semi-finals of ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 after beating Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Super 8 Group 2 game at Palikele, Sri Lanka yesterday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.